I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 1 year ago today, one of the largest non-nuclear explosions in history rocked the port of Beirut, Lebanon. Over 200 people died, thousands were injured, and many lost homes or businesses. Wissam Nasrallah of LSESD says a lot of damage still hasn't been fixed, especially near the port, and people are no closer to getting justice.
Most of the folks that lost their businesses and homes did not recover anything from any insurance or state. They had to fix things by themselves or rely on family, friends, NGOs, and so on. The emotional and psychological toll, knowing that even 11 months after such a horrendous explosion, the legal investigation is still going on.
But the Big C Church remains ever present, helping those in need and providing hope. And billionaire SpaceX CEO Elon Musk is launching satellites into orbit and promising to deliver high-speed internet to the world's farthest corners. Wycliffe USA's Andrew Fleming says SpaceX satellites can also connect Bible translators in the world's most remote regions. Ask God to give Wycliffe USA's team wisdom as it enters this new frontier of Bible translation.
Prayer is extremely important. In fact, probably the most important step in Bible translation. So I would encourage any of the listeners or readers to pray for the work of Bible translation. Pray specifically for the technology as our technical operations team works to identify the potential challenges. Just ask for wisdom and quick minds as we work through those.
Mission Network News is a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and helping you find your place in the story of the Great Commission. So would you consider joining us today? Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.